insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa qul lil mu'minati yaghdhubna min absarihinna wa yahfazna furujahunna wa la yubdina zinatahunna illa ma dhahara minha. وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which appears thereof, and to draw their head covers over their chests, and not display their adornment, except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. And let them not stamp their feet to make known what they conceal of their adornment. And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed.
Now, dear listeners, as you could hear in this 31st verse, we said that one of the important factors in changing the communities is this factor of veil. We said, upon explaining the philosophies of veil, that there are different reasons for having veil and covering in the society. And there are also different challenges, different problems like divorce and separation, like indecency and increasing number of illegitimate children, like the meanness and degradation of women's personalities. They are all the challenges that this kind of modern life has brought for specifically the Western communities. I mean, as we explained, how can a woman with her moral characteristics achieve high status? How can they show their knowledge in that kind of society in which they are only seen as products? It is really sorrowful that in Western countries, and in Western-influenced countries actually, lewd and promiscuous women are most famous and acquire the highest earrings. They achieve everything they want. They whatever they want is actually at their service. Everything is in favor of them, who are known as artists and actresses. This is not the kind of life. These are not the exemplars for the children to follow. Wherever they go, they are welcomed by organizers of defiled places in which people fall over themselves for them. And we had, of course, such a situation in Iran before the Islamic Revolution. We thank Allah that the people's views towards women is now changed. And they are now really valuable. And they have high personalities. And they can reach high status. When the women veil themselves, they are not isolated from the society now, and they are participating in all good and edifying activities, even in the holy defense. Women have played their roles, and we have seen what happened because of women. Dear listeners, one part of the verse that needs discussion is this one. As we saw, in the third ordinance, the cases in which women are allowed to unveil themselves are mentioned. And one part is this one. أَوِ التَّابِئِينَ غَيْرِ أُولِي الْإِرْبَةِ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ. The male attendants, void of sexual stimulant. The commentary of this Quranic sentence, the male attendants, void of sexual stimulant, is this, that أُولِي الْإِرْبَةِ, the word the Arabic word irba is derived from the word Arab, and Raghib says in Mufradat that it means desperate need that man finds way to gratify it, and it is sometimes used as an absolute need. Now, what is the purpose of غيري ulil irba, or actually ulil irba in the first place? The purpose of this phrase ulil irbati min al-rijal is those persons who have sexual desire, who need spouse. Therefore, the Quranic phrase غير أولي الإربة includes the ones who do not have such desire. That to whom this sentence refers is a matter of discussion, of course, between different commentators. Some commentators believe that it is referring to the old men who have no longer these sexual desires, such as the women who are actually beyond the conventional age for marriage. Some other commentators say and believe that it refers to men who are not able to have actually sexual desires. And some commentators also say that its purpose is those who are neuter, that is, they have no sex organs at all. But whatever can be said about these verses is that they are not able to satisfy their needs through sexual desires, and women are allowed to show themselves or display their adornments for these class of people. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.